Hey, every guy.
Fucking up already.
Hey, every guy.
Hey, everyone. That's welcome to the first podcast. Between you ruined
everyone
it.
Everyone and guys.
You ruined it.
Guys, stop talking over each other. This is Blathersky. Let's get going.
Welcome, everyone, to the first podcast. I am your guest, Ohan, with the co-host, Joe.
Hey.
And the main host, the true heart of the first podcast, the one and only Lars.
Hi, Ohan.
Such nice, kind words.
Yes. I love this
show. For Lars that you have.
We're kind of fucked right now, by the way, because, man.
What?
Somehow we ended up on this boat.
Yeah, the door just opened on the boat on my end just now.
Yeah. There is no sign of life in, like, the next 1,000 miles in all directions. I'm actually not sure this is geographically possible, but...
Where are we?
I have no idea.
Little backstory here. Lars and I were going to record an episode with a different guest tonight, and we invited Ohan on instead, and Ohan says, guys, my uncle's out of town. He says we can use his boat. So we go down to the Newport Harbor, and we get on the boat, and he says, oh, I wonder what this button does. And he presses it, and a little rocket comes out that goes... Before you know it, we don't know where we are. We're out of gas, just drifting. Luckily, it has a little sail.
What, you're saying that this is your fault, basically?
We all got in the boat with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you were the one who kind of started all this and antagonized Ohan, and, you know.
What? No, I'm saying Ohan invited us onto his uncle's boat, and we were stupid enough to follow him.
I'm not calling myself stupid, Joe. I don't want to shit on myself too hard.
I'm shitting on Ohan right now.
Didn't you want to ride the boat?
Yes.
Don't you want to be on a boat?
Yes.
I like boats, Ohan. It's not about that, bud. It's.
What does your uncle do anyway? Why does he have so many...
Do you even have an uncle? What's going on here?
He sells BMWs.
Is that true? Is any of that true?
Yes. No, I'm just kidding.
Is this actually your uncle's boat?
Yeah.
Are we on a stolen craft?
I
guess we have bigger problems to worry about. Bigger fish to find.
It sounds like this is going to hell in a handbasket.
I'll be right back. I'm going to see if I can scavenge for... plastic.
No, Joe, hold on 1 second. Let's go ahead and let's talk this out. Let's see what's going on.
All right.
Ohan, if you're running into problems, you can tell us.
No problems here. We're good. We're Gucci.
You can.
So that, like, that 3 second pause in between answering makes me think the exact opposite. So please, just be real with us. Just lay it all out, man. We're gonna die anyway, so it doesn't matter.
We're dying tonight.
I wanted to take us out to international waters.
So you did take us out here.
Oh, I think
you knew what that button did. You knew it released a rocket.
Lars,
you knew we were going to run out of gas and everything, didn't you, Lars? I mean, Ohan.
What?
I needed Lars here as a witness.
Oh, I think I see what's going down here. Yeah. Okay.
You guys are
going
to take me out?
Yikes on a yacht. Well.
Take you out?
Take you out is one way of putting it, I guess. That. There's a...
Where are we going?
Yeah, it's a euphemism for that.
Yeah, where are we headed?
Where are we going? A place you're not
going
to like.
Where are we going?
A place that you are not going to enjoy,
Joe. Where
are
we going? Are we going for a trip?
Why don't you go ahead and worry about that later, and you will worry about that.
All right, guys, I'll be right back. I don't like the way this is headed. I'm going to scavenge for...
I think you should go. I think you should go.
I'm going to scavenge for fish.
Joe, that's not... You don't fish by jumping in the water. You use a fishing pole.
No, I'm scavenging for fish in the water.
Get out of there. Get back up here. We have plenty of fishing poles.
I can't
poles,
get up. You have to help me back in. I'm putting out my hand.
Ohan, I think we should go ahead and leave him behind.
Just let him hang off the side.
All right, I got back in.
Yeah.
I carried myself back in. You guys are fucking assholes.
Yeah.
What?
Well, you know, we are, but, you know, that's something you've known for a long time now. And
What are you doing back? Go look for fish.
All right. I'll just use a rod.
We need some fish if we're going to eat.
I'll just use a rod. Yeah. Moving on.
All right, please move on. Go ahead.
Ohan, what's new since last time we saw you?
I thought you left.
Answer the question, Ohan.
Oh.
As if your life depended on it.
Okay.
Yeah, please.
As if your life depended on it, Ohan.
As if
your life
depended on it. He's not answering the question, Joe.
I just worked as a production assistant on a motion capture company for a new video game.
Ah, okay.
It's a AAA title. I saw the footage. I can't talk about it, but it looks amazing.
Well, tell us about
it. Yeah.
I can't.
Sure you can.
I signed an NDA.
Oh, come on. We're all going to die.
Well, the NDA is useless now that we're lost
at sea.
We're all going to
die.
So
we're in international waters.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Anything goes.
Yeah, so the actors, you know, doing mocap. Actually, you know, it's funny. Motion capture is incredible. You know, it increases work, the pace of workflow, and you don't really have to hand animate. Uh-huh. You know, well, except for touching up. But the thing is, like, it's exciting. It's cool, but it's also boring at the same time because once you know, stand there.
Well, don't just insult your new employers, Ohan.
No, it's not that. It's just
you come on our show, you insult your new employers.
Be nice.
Yeah, be nice.
I'm just saying, like, these actors are up there for about 10 hours straight doing their lines.
Yeah, everyone's just saying. I mean, everyone.
Have you ever been on a film set before?
I have.
Everything you're saying, Ohan, is really adding up to.
But you know how tedious a film set is, right?
I'm getting some pretty weird vibes from Ohan right now.
But you feel how tedious, like, a film set is, right?
Now you insult the entire TV industry by calling it tedious.
You're insulting the entire TV industry, Ohan. We have you on. You insult the TV industry. What else?
Anybody will tell you it's tedious, dude. This is nothing new.
Yeah, Joe. What the hell, Joe? Why are you giving him the third degree here? I don't.
You work 10 to 16 hour days, freaking trying to, like, do work and with a lot of downtime.
Exactly, Joe. Come on.
Ohan, shut up. Look, I got a fish. I think it's a catfish.
Who cares about your Jew fish?
Joe, you literally took out a can of sardines and you just, like, put it on the hook. Come on.
All right, you got me. It was just the bait.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Debate?
Also, that's not even a fish. That's a goose. Come on. Come on.
A peep.
Come on. Penis. You hooked your penis on there?
That's gross.
Gonna catch a penis fish.
That's disgusting, Joe. Oh, was that the fetish that you failed to reveal, like, 1,800 episodes ago?
That's it. Yeah, it's catching my penis on a bait.
God.
Your uncircumcised penis?
Right.
Because you're Jewish. That's circumcised.
Wait, of all circumcision situations, Joe would be in as a Jewish man. I think we can assume. Is that by the way, just out of curiosity, is that a thing that, like, all Jewish people do, or is that, like, not done as much anymore?
Sorry, generally speaking.
Well, don't, dude. If you're not gonna come rest of the podcast, just, like.
Well, it's not just Jews. It's, like, Orthodox Christians too.
And just people their children's penises to be clean. And yeah.
That's a really stupid thing to say, Joe.
I'm just kidding.
You know how you clean a penis?
By washing it.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like a complicated procedure.
All right.
All right.
Did you know that if you don't get circumcised as a kid, you can still get circumcised later on? You just, like, give it a tug?
You can't have an erection or else it'll hurt.
What do you mean you can't have an erection? Like, in what context? What are we talking about here?
If you have a circumcision when you're, like, 18 and you get an erection, it's going to hurt.
I think that's just in the healing process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're making it sound like it's forever.
That's, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's still a very stupid thing to do, though, because you lose a lot of the sensation.
What, a circumcision?
Yeah.
There's still sensation. I'll never know what it feels like.
There is, but it's like 50% less.
How would you know?
Well, because I've looked into their studies about it, and it turns out that, like, the nerve endings are damaged severely by it. So sex is a lot worse when you're circumcised.
I don't know. I wouldn't know that.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you guys have no frame of reference, but I guess that
neither do you.
Well, no, but, like, I at least know that, like, I enjoy sex a lot more than you guys.
You don't know that.
What? Yeah,
the nerve endings are still there, but you guys don't have it.
All right, Lars, you have a better penis, I guess.
I do.
We still have nerve endings and we still feel.
My penis is better.
What a weird thing to say, Lars.
My penis is better than yours, Joe. Just.
I enjoy sex more than you guys.
Face the facts, please. Yes.
Why don't you two dock and find out?
What? Dock?
Yeah.
Don't even dock.
What the fuck are you talking about, Ohan?
We're lost at sea. Is that, like, a euphemism?
I wish we could dock.
Yeah, dock.
What? What is that?
What are you talking about?
Is that, like, the binding of the penis? Or what is this?
Yeah. Docking.
Yeah.
Go dock now. Do it.
What is docking?
I don't know your weird Armenian slang, Ohan.
You guys don't know what docking is, really?
Is this, like, an Armenia thing?
Yeah.
No, are you guys serious? You guys don't know what docking is?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I have a guess, but go ahead.
I guess that it's, like, gay sex or something.
It's where an uncircumcised penis puts... Yeah, it's and put it in the circumcised penis, and you guys kind of just jerk each other off with the skin.
That's gross.
Well, thanks for that mental image, Johan. I really appreciate that.
No problem.
Schmegma.
Someone just joined the call, by the way, while you were explaining that, so sorry to the people listening in at home at discord.t1podcast.com.
Anyway.
Jesus.
I caught a fish. It's another penis.
What are you talking about?
You know King Charles? Prince Charles?
Do I know who Prince Charles is?
Why are you fishing the penis?
It's a piercing
Please explain.
It's a piercing that goes through the penis.
What the?
So
is that a boat over there?
No, it's you're dehydrated, Ohan.
Joe, I noticed every episode I seem to do with you, you talk about dicks.
What?
Joe.
You always talk about dicks, man.
Always talking about dicks.
Joe.
What, Ohan?
My lips are dry. Can you moisturize them?
Oh, what does that mean? I really hope he's referring to, like, chapstick or something, or what's...
Yeah, I need some lip balm. What did you think I was talking about?
Exactly, Joe. Don't be a gross.
I'm not being gross.
I said don't be a gross.
The doors to the boat just opened and closed again. They're opening right now.
Oh, why are there so many doors on this
cabin.
Boat? I don't understand.
It's the cabin.
A cabin? Okay. Is there someone else here?
It's just the ghost of the
boat. Oh, that's just the wind. Okay, I got it. Makes sense. All right.
What do you guys think about this whole Epstein thing? Because he didn't kill himself.
Yeah, he didn't kill himself.
Wait, what?
Epstein?
Yeah, he was murdered.
When was this announced?
Today, actually, they did an autopsy. He was murdered.
I mean, I could have told you that the day he committed, quote, committed suicide.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, no. Like suicide, in the the conspiracy theory sense, yes, we all knew, but also, like, today it was confirmed by an autopsy.
What was the cause of death?
Strangulation.
Ooh.
Well, yeah, I mean, thickens. There were, like, three bones that were broken in the neck that would be somewhat common with strangulation and, like, practically impossible with just hanging yourself.
Wait, but that doesn't make any sense. Why would they murder him, call it a suicide, and then perform an autopsy and announce an autopsy to the public?
The family performed the autopsy.
But wouldn't they have, I mean, but even then, like,
no
wouldn't
cameras.
They have kept that
the cameras
in the
were off
dark?
When it happened.
Well, the situation, Ohan, is that they have a lot of money, so it's like, they have a lot of money and power, so it's like one of those situations where if they can get away with actually, you know, murdering Epstein, that they can get away with it. Like, it's not, no one is sweating because of this, basically.
Well, he was murdered in a prison, right?
Right.
Right.
So
the cameras were off.
They happened to be off. The guards happened to be, you know.
Even though he was on 24-hour suicide watch, the guards were not around.
Yeah.
They were paid off.
Yeah.
They were tipped off.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. 100%.
I mean, whoever did it has the power to probably get away with it, unfortunately, because we live in a corrupt society.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it was Clinton.
Who knows?
Did you just accuse George Clinton of Parliament Funkadelic, Ohan? I don't appreciate that
at
all.
I don't know who that is.
I'm an expert on that.
You don't know who George Clinton is?
No.
I'm an expert on George.
George Clinton is one of the greatest funk masters of all time, Ohan.
Let me see.
Do you not enjoy groovy music at all? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're bringing to the
groovy,
podcast, Ohan?
Like
Ohan, let me educate you because I'm such an expert.
Yeah, please.
George Edward Clinton is an American singer, songwriter, and producer in the 70s.
Yeah.
And he was born in 1941.
I was talking about Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm. What? No, we were talking about George Clinton very clearly.
We're talking about George Clinton. Lars and I are talking about George Clinton.
Yeah, we've moved on since then. So just keep up with the times, please.
Yeah, seriously, Ohan. You come on the podcast, you don't keep up with the times.
You know, speaking of Epstein, you know how...
Epstein.
Whatever.
No, not whatever. Epstein.
Epstein?
Epstein, Ohan!
Yes, Epstein.
Sorry.
No, technically Epstein is correct. That's fine.
Yeah, no, don't you call it... I mean, is it Rammstein or Rammstein? Like, I'm assuming he's German.
It's Epstein. It's Epstein. Just, please.
Okay. Anyways,
Stein, make your point.
There's a huge problem...
Talk!
...with human trafficking, sex trafficking in the U.S.
Yes,
and California.
Yes.
And everywhere. Yeah,
there is. I've worked to combat it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've done
it
work
is
for that.
More common than what a lot of people think, and it's insane how much people don't know about it.
Yeah. I mean, on the one hand, it's like, you know, people aren't necessarily doing lots of research to learn about, like, the seedy underbelly of society, but yeah, it does go unnoticed a lot.
Yeah. I mean, that also goes for, like, gun manufacturing and all that.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, do you have anything, like, new to bring to the table with that, though? Or you just, like...
You're just boomering again.
You're just pointing
boomering.
It out. Which is funny.
Yeah, you just... Unless you want me to go into gun if we should ban guns or not.
Wow, this guy's such a boomer. Oh my god.
Damn it, Lars. We have this boomer on. He won't stop talking about his boomer.
Wait, I wasn't born in the 50s. What are you guys talking about?
Boomer is a mindset.
Boomer is a state of mind. It's not an age.
Boomer is a boomer is somebody that says, you know, something boomerish. Like, it's just
Actually, I almost bought a Glock.
Actually, guys, no, I'm not a boomer. Actually, no,
hear me out.
Guys.
Hear me out. I almost bought a Glock. I actually did the safety test, and then I purchased
a Glock? Yes.
A Glock?
Yes.
What are you, fucking Tony Soprano?
Oh, my god! Shut up.
Tony Soprano.
Anyways, look, I love the way they shoot. Anyway, so I bought it. I waited nine out of the 10 days.
You just went on Wikipedia to learn that guns shoot.
Oh, my gosh. Anyways, I waited 9 out of the 10 days. Only to change my mind, go inside, and cancel it. Because it was...
Why'd you change your mind?
Oh, hon, what would you be doing with a Glock? What's... Please, explain.
Out of the 27... I started thinking about it. Like, self-defense, freaking concealed carry, home invaders, whatever. But then I thought to myself...
None of those situations will ever happen to you.
You're more likely to hurt yourself with the gun.
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
That's what she said.
Out of the 27 years I've lived life, I've never been in a life-threatening situation. Okay?
Clearly.
And it shows.
It's very clear.
I started thinking to myself, what if I'm the one that looks intimidating to these people? So, I've never really thought I've needed a gun.
I don't think you have to worry about that, bud.
People own a gun just because they're cool and they like to go to the range and collect them as hobbies. Yeah. I mean, you know, unless we have a home front war, we don't really need them. But...
Oh, honey, you look like a big cuddly teddy bear. If you're wondering.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Now there will.
It's not an insult, but
there will be insanely rare occasions, though, that
this
guns
is
will
not
be
the
needed.
Gun podcast.
Oh my, fine.
Can
whatever.
We talk about
you
something
guys
else?
Freaking called me a boomer, and I have to call you out.
Oh, because guns go boom. Is that where the mental association went?
Hey Lars, can I take you into a private chat?
In response to Goose. Wait, is Goose
Lars,
even in here?
You can certainly try.
We and by private chat, I mean we're going to go into the cabin where Ohan can't hear.
Okay.
You have this guy.
Are you propositioning me right now, Jim?
No, I'm just follow me into the cabin so we can have a private chat. All right? We have this guy on the boat. He brought us out here for real.
I think we should talk to him about audibletrial.com.
Because this podcast is sponsored by Audible and Amazon.
Hey, Ohan! I think we should talk to you about audibletrial.com/T1podcast.
Audible? What's that?
Audible is an amazing new audiobook service.
Shut the fuck up, Joe. Ahead, Audible is an audiobook service that gets you a free book on our behalf. Absolutely free, just for signing up for the trial. The trial is free too. You get a free audiobook, any book, on the Amazon audiobook library at all, for free.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it objectively is, by the way. Like, that's a cool deal. Speaking as a customer myself, Audible wants to give you a free book, and they just want you to try out their service. You get to keep the book if you cancel. If you like it, you can keep the subscription for very reasonable prices. Audibletrial.com/T1podcast helps support the show, and you get a free book
that you can keep.
In the meantime, Ohan, we need to talk about your boomer status, because it's been bugging me for a while.
Okay. What are you going to say? Say it.
Well, why don't you let him, Ohan?
Why do you choose to be a boomer?
I don't choose to be a boomer.
You just are a boomer?
It's a lifestyle, Ohan.
I don't...
Yeah, you didn't choose it. It just came to
you. The boomer lifestyle chose you.
I'm also offended that you're categorizing me in a generalization of your perception of me.
That's a heuristic that everyone uses on the planet, Ohan.
Why are you generalizing me? Why are you putting me in a category?
You don't like categories? What are you, categorist? Are you non-categorical? This is imperative, Ohan.
Please categorically answer the question. There's no time for philosophical nonsense. Please get to the bottom of this.
What?
Just answer the question.
As if your life depended on it.
Why am I a boomer?
Please.
Yeah. No, why did you choose?
That wasn't the question. No.
Style?
Oh, yeah. I like fireworks. I like to make things go boom.
That's like right there on par with "Hi Breakfast, I'm Dad."
Sweet.
Oh no, Ohan's not a boomer, he's a dad. That makes a lot of sense. Okay.
You know, people have called me a paternity before.
They've called you a paternity?
Yeah.
They're like, hey, Ohan, you're a paternity?
Well, like, because somebody told me, like, I'm really good at giving advice or words of wisdom.
Say,
so someone's like, yeah, I see Ohan as a paternity.
I'm really good at giving. I didn't think you
were
going to say
that's not the correct term. And that's are you saying that they were calling you paternal?
You have a good paternal instinct?
Yeah, that's paternity is like the concept of fatherhood.
You are a fraternity.
Yeah. Fine. Like, I don't know. Paternal. Yeah, sure. Whatever. He said paternity is what
patriarch?
He said.
Okay.
The guy that he used the word paternity when he told me.
He was wrong. He was wrong.
Yeah. I get very matronly vibes from Joe, by the way. You guys have like a good compliment there.
Thanks.
You know what I mean?
You ever have a dream where you're running away from like the bad people?
Nobody cares about your dreams, Joe. I mean, it's
you ever have a dream where you run away from the bad people, but then you have to shoot down a helicopter and you're like, I'm the bad people?
No.
Interesting.
All right, please move. Let's move on. That went absolutely nowhere. Absolutely fast.
I'm going to be back in a few minutes. I'm going to go scavenge for resources in the ocean.
Oh, on a scale of 1 to 10, how tall are you?
6.
Is that, I don't know what that means. Like, how tall are you at that point? Then what does a 6 mean?
A 5. I'm 5'11". I'm average. I guess would be a 5. 5 is average, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but you said 6, though.
I'm almost 6 feet. I'm 5'11".
Okay. And on a scale of 1 to 10, what's the oldest you would date?
Anywhere between 25 and 35.
I set a scale of 1 to 10.
I'm not answering that question.
Okay. All right. Joe, that's enough fish for the day. Come on.
Well, I was scavenging for plastic. I found some bottles and twine.
So exactly the stuff we don't need on the boat right now?
We could use it for something. Haven't you ever played that game?
For what?
Buoyancy? That we talked about with Josh from Let's Game It Out?
No, I haven't played that game, Joe.
You need plastics in that game.
Yeah, but you don't need plastics in life.
To pee into.
To pee just into like a wad of plastic? Oh, you're talking about your pee bottles. Okay.
Just pee in the ocean.
Well, no. Ohan, we want to be environmentally friendly.
We want to be able to drink
pee
the pee.
What?
We want to be able to drink.
What do you mean pee is biodegradable?
I'm not going to drink your pee.
Well, yeah.
That's fine.
No, you don't drink, you don't drink each other's pee. What
you
the
drink
fuck,
your
Owen?
Own pee.
You drink your own. Like a normal person.
Pee in your mouth.
Joe's not offering to do like a crossed like streams with
save
you
the
here.
Turtles.
I mean, unless that's what you guys are into, but you know.
So,
oh, how is this going to work sexually, by the way? Because if we're going to die here, what are we going to do?
Just die?
What's with you with docking? What is this obsession with penile contact? Yeah, penile to penile surface games. Area.
I got my phone on me. I can watch Pornhub. I don't know.
But there's no service out here. I don't understand.
Don't you download your videos?
I'm getting service. No. You're not getting service, Lars?
No, I'm not.
He must be with AT&T.
Yeah. I know you and me, Ohan, we're with Mint Mobile. So we get service.
You know, I've been getting ads for that lately, and I've strongly considered it because of the price.
If you do get it, use mint.t1podcast.com.
Oh my gosh.
It's a great price, right?
Are you guys really sponsored by Mint Mobile?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that's great. Okay, fine.
All right.
If I do switch, because I'm with T-Mobile right
now. Mint.t1podcast.com. And you know, they actually use T-Mobile's servers.
Yeah, typically prepaid phones use other servers.
Do you guys want to take some of the suggestions from the chat, by the way? Because they're saying a lot of weird things.
Yeah, let's look into the chat.
A hole's a hole, huh?
A hole's a hole? I don't know about that. I feel like some holes are better than others, in my opinion. I'm not fond of your guys' butts.
Not all holes are born equal.
This ain't no love triangle.
No, it's not. It's a love three dots that are not connected in any way.
How tall are you, Lars?
I am... On a scale of 1 to 10, about an 8.
Oh, what's that?
Don't worry about it.
What?
He's 6'2".
I said don't worry about it.
Lars is 6'2".
Well, I mean, I was assuming since he's Norwegian, he's tall, so...
Oh, now you're going to be racist on the podcast, Ohan.
Why would you
I
say
see...
something like that, Ohan?
Oh, it is.
You can't be racist towards white people, Lars. Haven't you heard?
You're racist and homophobic.
Why is your profile picture Jessica Nigri, by the way?
Ohan, that's a really naughty word you just used after Jessica.
Nigri?
You can't just say that, Ohan.
That's her last name.
Elon, it's a rule on the server. Don't just say that, man. That's offensive to black people.
No, it's not.
Okay. All right. Oh, the chat is predicting a storm. This spells doom for the podcast, guys.
Oh, shit. Oh, guys, I almost got bit by a shark when I was down there. There are sharks surrounding the boat.
Can I push him over?
No, please don't push me over. I don't want to go.
Please.
Push Joe over.
No.
Push Joe over.
Right. Oh,
push.
No.
Push.
Oh, no, Joe died.
Yay. Now
Yay.
I'm the co-host, Joe.
Yay. All right. So, Ohan, how is your penis?
Excuse me?
How is it? Like, how's it
in
doing?
In terms of what? How's it doing? Like, it's doing pretty good.
Okay.
Still virgin.
Okay. All right. Good to know. Good to know.
Still tender.
I don't know. I do not want to know why. Okay.
Why would you say that?
Well, because he wanted to gross me out, Joe. That's kind of his shtick. He's a very smelly boy.
Damn.
Yeah. Guys, continue. This is a podcast. You have to actually talk.
I'm in the ocean right now.
You're dead.
You guys pushed me over. Yeah, I'm dead for the rest of the episode.
Awesome.
Unless I come back as a ghost or something.
Awesome.
Or it turns out I wasn't really dead.
Go smoke a blunt.
So the chat wants us to talk about dick piercings. I have no desire to get into that. It feels like it always comes back to that, you know, and I don't like it.
Your height?
No, dick piercings.
Oh.
Yeah.
You said that right after I told you about your height.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Let's talk about lactating men.
Oh, how about this that? I want to be a part of.
This is disgusting. This is...
Right.
So why would...
Like, can we talk about something pleasant for like 30 seconds that isn't penises or boobs or... Well, boobs are pleasant.
Have you played the new Call of Duty?
No, I just got Call of Duty World War II on Humble Bundle.
Oh, so, that got really popular, actually. I'm surprised how many people actually subscribe to that.
Yeah, it's the game's pretty fun so far, to be honest.
I felt that the campaign was a little too scripted, but...
It is very scripted, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I didn't really enjoy it, but I wanted to play Modern Warfare's campaign on PC, but it has a stuttering, so I can't even, like, touch the campaign.
Well, don't make fun of it for having a stuttering problem. That's something that it can't get over.
It makes it unbearable to play.
That's so rude to people who have a stuttering issue. Ohan, this is a safe space. Come on, man.
Yeah, Ohan, you come on the episode, you make fun of people who have a stutter.
You make fun of Norwegian people, you make fun of stutterers, you make fun of Joe's penis.
Yeah.
Well,
what gives?
That one makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense to me.
It is kind of funny.
Your penis?
Yeah.
You ever think about how the word European is kind of funny?
Freaking Joe reaching out to me like an hour ago. Well, come on the podcast, old chum. We'll have a jolly good time. Okay.
We can still have a jolly good time.
I didn't say that. I didn't say I was never planning to have a jolly.
Said Ohan. He said, okay, thinking this was going to be a normal podcast with normal folk.
You've been on our show before, Ohan.
What the fuck podcast do you think this is? I don't understand.
And yet all we're doing is talking about docking.
You're the one who keeps talking
You're
about
the one who
docking.
Brought up docking,
no,
Ohan. You come
no,
on our show,
you.
And you don't stop telling us about your sick, twisted mind.
Joe, here's my impression of Ohan. Docking, 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 docking. Guys, don't talk about docking. That I don't like it. That's yeah.
Here's my impression of Ohan. I'm a virgin.
Wow.
What's the problem? You say that like it's a bad thing.
Here's my impression of Ohan. I'm not a boomer. I was going to get a gun.
No, that's not... No, the moral... You missed
no.
The moral of the story. Yeah. The moral of the story
Joe.
Is that I refuse to.
Joe, he's going... No, he wasn't going to get a gun. He was going to get a clock.
Oh, like Tony Soprano. Or...
Yeah, like where he'd hold it sideways and he'd try to act very, very, like, stereotypically black.
Oh, my gosh. It's law enforcement standard. It was, like, the most logical choice to make for, like, a... practical use.
Why would you call a gun a Glock?
Imagine being Lars Ohan is the 40-year-old virgin.
Well, not 40.
He's a boomer. He's the mindset.
I'll be a wizard in 3 years.
You'll be a wizard like in the KKK? What the fuck, Ohan?
The fuck, Ohan.
Well, more like Harry Potter, but okay.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Wait, you're gonna go to Hogwarts like as a child in 3 years?
No,
what's
if
the
you don't
situation?
Have like, if you have sex with a woman before you're 30, she steals your wizard powers. But if you don't have sex, you keep your wizard powers and they actually unleash at age 30.
Where did you hear that?
Where did you hear that?
The most resourceful place on the internet.
Your mom?
Pornhub?
No, 4chan.
4chan?
What is that?
Oh, yeah, that's right. 4chan is full of virgins.
What is 4chan?
If you don't know already, you should probably stay away.
Just kidding. I know what it is.
Been around for like 15 years. How could you not?
No, I know.
Joe,
isn't
4chan still your like your homepage?
What do you call a middle-aged man who's never had sex? Ohan.
Yes. Go ahead. Answer it, Ohan.
No, that's the
same
answer.
Same.
The answer is Ohan, because he's a boomer.
That's rude. Don't be rude to Ohan for no reason.
Why are you making fun of me for my virginity?
I'm not making fun of you.
Stop it, Joe.
You open up. You tell a guy your secrets, and all he does is throw it in your face.
All right. Sorry about that, Ohan. I should try to be a little more sensitive.
Yeah, please, Joe. Please, please.
How would you like it if I told everyone here your fetish,
which is
that you got over? Apparently,
it's fine. I mean,
how do you get over a fetish?
I don't know. I don't know how that's even possible, actually.
I'll tell you later.
No, because isn't a kink, you said that last time, you never did. Isn't a kink like something that's kind of temporary or optional, and then like a fetish is something you need?
Well, I put both of them together, but I guess you can say that.
I don't know. Why do these always end up going back to the same place?
Talk about something more interesting, then.
All right. Let's talk about... we already talked about Epstein. Let's we could talk about the fires and the you know what I wanted to talk
about?
Wait.
Let me bring something up, by the way. Something interesting keeps happening. Have you noticed this, Joe, where like basically every day we'll get new fans on Facebook for the podcast, even though it's been inactive for like a year?
Yes.
Like, we haven't advertised it either. How did they keep getting to it?
I don't know. I mean, I have a feeling that it's linked somewhere to it and people keep finding out about it. Like, they stumble upon it through the T1podcast.com or something like that.
Yeah. Guys, we don't promote the Facebook if you're listening to this. So, like, you won't find any useful information there. You'll find posts from like
a year ago.
Yeah. When it was a very different show. And
hey, guys, we just hit 10,000 listens.
It was more like, hey, guys, we just hit 250. Like,
very witty, guys. You guys are cute.
Ohan, we're just running.
He just took a hit.
You did?
Yeah.
He's coughing.
Joe. Wait, really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
Bullshit.
Lars.
Yeah, I'm starting to not be sure about this anymore, Joe. Did you actually quit?
Yes, I quit, and then I just smoked yesterday once, and I'm not really planning.
So you didn't quit? You didn't quit, is what you're saying.
I did quit, and then I just smoked yesterday.
Okay. All right, well...
I quit, except for yesterday when I smoked.
That's not quitting. But
that is quitting. I quit, and then I just smoked once.
Ohan, if you said that you quit something, and then you did it again, what would you call that? What's that at that point?
Not quitting?
Yeah, exactly.
I
mean, the logic is completely sound there. You can quit again tomorrow, is what would be the situation there.
All right. That's fine.
Okay.
Well, I mean, how often were you doing it before?
No comment.
And we went from daily to like once every in a while.
Once every
pretty much.
Well, at this point, like once every 6 months at this rate.
That's not bad. At least it's not an addiction, at least.
No.
Okay, to be fair, I do feel like in California, when people say they don't smoke weed or that they've quit smoking weed, that can mean anything from total abstinence to that they just won't go out and seek it out.
Lily like, doesn't like me.
Who's Lily?
I don't know. She just said F Ohan.
I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but...
I don't either.
Me neither. This is a very chaotic episode.
Why don't we... Hold on. I'll be right back.
Okay. All right. Oh, hey, Ohan, have you played any good games recently?
My girlfriend's letting me borrow Link's Awakening on the Nintendo and Modern Warfare and... what was that other one? The Obsidian game. Outer Worlds.
The new Link's Awakening, like the remaster vision thing?
Yeah, the one on the Switch.
Yeah, ooh, I've been wanting to play that because my folks are actually gonna get me a Switch for my birthday. I'm a little old for that, but that I mean like I'm happy to accept. So I'm gonna be getting Smash Bros. I'm gonna get Super Mario Odyssey, I'm gonna get Link's Awakening and kind of kid out for a while.
That's a good have you played the original?
The original Mario Odyssey?
No, Link's Awakening.
Yeah, dude, I had a childhood. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't see, it was such a long time ago, I don't remember which one I owned, because it was either Link's Awakening or Link to the Past on my Game Boy. Like,
On the OG the Game Boy was Link's Awakening and Link's Awakening DS.
No, but A Link to the Past was on the Game Boy as well, I believe.
No, it was not. It was on the Game Boy Advance.
Okay, then maybe I did play Link's Wake. Yeah.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
But yeah, no, I've been playing through it. It's pretty good. I like it. As a remaster, it's really cool. The art is really awesome. I mean, it's pretty much the exact same game, but they did add a few, you know, new features to it, I guess.
Okay.
Guys, I was just in the water right now, and I found a GPS system and a radar. I think I can have it set up, and we could possibly return back to the dock in like, hold on, let me see. It says like 25, 30 minutes or so.
Ohan, what the fuck? Why did you just smash the equipment?
Because it is inevitable.
Joe, I'm starting to think he had us come out here to kill us.
Possibly. By the way, I just want to point out that Lily did not know that we were recording a podcast. She's like, what's the server for? And this is like,
wait, so why do you hate me? I'm just curious.
She's like, sorry, Ohan.
Oh, she just says she doesn't know who you are, and I guess she was being randomly insulting just for the kick of it.
That's funny. Oh, she's just following the crowd. Oh,
yeah, I can't stress enough, by the way, that this is nothing like the other episodes so far. Like, this is just like a rapid-fire weird... What are we even doing right now? What's going on?
Trying to keep it interesting, man.
No, it's like it's succeeding. I'm just very confused. Good. This is chaos.
All right, I'll be back.
Joe, no... Please participate in the episode.
So, Ohan, tell me something about yourself that I don't know.
Just
pull something out of your back pocket.
Well, I mean, I'm a pretty open person. I feel like I've told you pretty much everything. I had a phobia of Chucky growing up.
Chucky? From Rugrats?
No, from Chuck E. Cheese.
from Child's Play, but yes, sure, whatever.
Child's Play.
Yeah.
And you got over that?
Yeah, I forced myself because I saw his face everywhere. It was like, it was weird because I saw his like scarred up face and it would literally make me go white and my heart would start pounding, you know? And it was like, because like when I see like someone who has a fear of clowns, like it's that same feel. I kind of like empathize with them just because like I know what they feel when they see a picture or a clown in person.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, I got over it by, you know, watching Chucky trailers and just trying to slowly get myself used to him and then watching the movies and actually liking the movies. So it was an interesting process. It took me about 6 years.
All right.
Joe.
Interesting. Yep.
Joe, I didn't know that we had a pussy on the podcast. I mean, Jesus.
Lars, you should not use...
I was a kid!
You should not use the term pussy to refer to somebody that's being weak.
Okay, Mom.
You do understand the origin of the word pussy... To call somebody a pussy is to reference a kitten, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
That actually does make sense.
To do with the vagina. No, because a kitten is very defenseless. It's very fragile.
By the way,
right?
Sorry.
Well, then it's a totally appropriate sorry, situation.
Wendy, for this.
Yeah.
This whole monstrosity.
Am I wrong? Like,
I don't know.
That actually sounds more accurate because I think the original usage of that term referred to cats.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Exactly. Pussycat.
Yeah, also, way back in the day, like, swear words used to be things like darn. Like, that, like the words like that used to be super offensive.
I don't know if darn was ever
super
offensive.
Or the ankle was sexual or whatever. They had to hide their ankles.
No, they actually had this problem on there's a show called Deadwood, which it's like a historical fiction show. And they wanted to show, like, the grittiness of, like, old times by having them swear a lot. But they, back then, like, a lot of really... not naughty words were super, super offensive. And so they made it so they have to use like modern cursing because of that. Because the cursing from 100 years ago would not faze us at all.
Yeah, it would be like
they should have just stuck to the original. Like,
you.
It would have been really silly.
That reminds me.
Yeah.
Have you seen the show Watchmen?
I've seen the movie The Watchmen.
I have not seen the show or the movie. Or should I say nor the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
The movie is super underrated, dude. You should watch it.
It's great. It's great.
But the show is actually really good, too. I actually really enjoy watching it.
Yeah, I don't have time for TV.
Yeah, me neither. I usually watch TV only at night when I'm, like, about to go to sleep. I don't... put time aside of my day to watch the television.
By the way, this is not me being like wanky or something. I genuinely, like, between running and editing a podcast and working full time, there's just not much left.
Where do you work? What's your day job?
Redacted.
Huh?
I also work at Redacted.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they're different Redacteds, but yeah.
What's Redacted?
I'm not going to pretend like you don't know what the term Redacted means.
I don't.
Redacted?
Yes, you do.
Redacted.
Redacted.
Pterodactyl?
Lars, didn't you help your Uncle Jack off the horse?
See, this is why Ohan should be the co-host.
Is that why you cry?
Is what?
Is that why Joe cries?
Yeah, that's why Joe cries.
Have you cried today, Joe?
Yes.
Oh, Joe, when was the last time you cried?
Just today.
Really?
Yeah, it was when I was underwater just now because I saw a beautiful penguin. And so I guess that means we're somewhere in the Arctic Ocean. And
saw none in the ocean.
But there was so much water around my eyes that you couldn't tell that I was crying, but I was crying.
Do you have an actual answer for the question, Joe?
Yeah, that was my actual answer.
No, but like, when was the last time you actually like bawled tears?
Like 10 minutes ago when I was in the water?
I mean like in real life.
Yeah, this isn't, what are you talking about? Like, yeah, this is, all right, you want a real answer?
When was the last time you cried?
Want a real answer?
Sure.
It was earlier today, like 10 minutes ago when I was in the water.
Oh, on.
Endgame, Avengers.
I still haven't
seen it.
Oh, when Bleep died?
Yeah, that was... The second time was worse, actually. I cried, like, all the damn time when I was watching that movie. But the first time, it was, like, couple moments I, like, cried towards the end. But, like, the second time I watched it, I kept crying, like, anytime something sad happened. And I was like, why?
Do we need to spoiler this at this point? Like, does it matter? Should we keep it clean?
I mean, I still haven't seen it.
Technically, the spoiler warning has lifted. But if you haven't seen it, I guess wait till Disney Plus comes out next month. I don't know.
Yeah. By the way, Joe, I'm giving you like 2 weeks for spoilers. I won't tell you anything, but I feel like the moratorium has lifted at this point, and you're at a risk at that point just by life.
It's fine.
Well, if you haven't seen it in theaters and you haven't seen it now, I'm pretty sure you don't even care.
Well, the aforementioned not really having much time is what's contributed to that.
Well, is it that you don't have time or you don't want to give it time?
Well,
no, I've seen it.
It's not a priority.
Yeah.
Yeah. So would you?
Oh, honey, you have to make priorities in your life. You have to carefully manage your margins. I know that time management is not a skill of yours, but
you know, you're right. I honestly, I think I've realized that I'm a yes man.
Ah,
can we make up a song right now, Ohan? Just you and me.
I think.
Fuck Lars.
I think I say.
No, let's move on.
No. Okay, Ohan, anyways,
I feel like I say yes to everything. Like anytime somebody invites me over, I'll say yes, or you know if someone wants to go out and eat, I'll say yes. Like I have trouble saying no.
Ohan, can I have $1,000?
I've had points of that in my life, I guess. I know what you mean. By the way, Ohan, when I get smashed, is the internet better for that yet? The
online? I don't think it's ever getting fixed, dude.
Oh, okay.
It's awful.
Is it playable at all, or is it just you have to play in person? That's what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much. Even though, like, it's better to... The best option is one TV with one Switch. If you try, like, even wireless play lags, and it's that bad.
Ooh.
Like, yikes. Freaking Bluetooth lags. It's freaking stupid.
That is, that's dumb. I don't understand, because it feels like it's going backwards.
No, the Nintendo makes amazing games with shitty consoles. It's a plastic console with a plastic screen with shitty Wi-Fi, shitty Bluetooth. It's not good.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, consoles are plastic. That's how they're made. But yeah,
no, but like a screen, like my phone has a tempered glass screen. You know, like put that on the damn Switch.
Oh, did you hear that? There's like the new ROG Phone 2 or whatever.
Yeah, I'm skipping the next like 2 generations.
Did you guys hear that there's a new type of screen that's gonna be?
I'm asking Ohan a question.
I thought you got your answer. Sorry, I'll just go for a swim and I'll be right back.
Okay. Why did you go? Why do you want to skip the generations?
Well, I mean, I bought the first one and it cost me about $900. The second one ranges between $700 and $900, but it has a bigger battery, which I'm digging. But like, I think I'm gonna wait for the 3 or 4 and get it. Hopefully, it's a bigger battery by then. Because I'm not a stupid iPhone user where I buy the next iPhone every year.
Yeah.
Or Samsung phone every year. You know, it's stupid. You have to skip at least 3 generations to get your money's worth.
Well, Samsung has a relatively decent track record with updating. So,
my phone still has Android 8 because Asus is taking a very long time to update. But the fact of the matter is, since it hasn't updated, the phone is still extremely fast. You know, It's in, and they've been doing a good job with it, so no complaints here.
Couldn't you just root it and put a custom ROM on it?
Yeah, I mean, I think I can put stock Android on it, but I don't necessarily want to. I'm just waiting. The only reason why I even want Android 9 or 10 is because of dark mode on Google.
I think I'm on Android 9 myself, last time I checked.
Because yeah, I want dark mode on Google News so badly.
What was your guys' first Android that you had?
But I'll give you my first smartphone.
Okay.
You're gonna give it to me? Like you're gonna give it as a gift or what?
He already said
there's a verbal contract. No, takesies, backsies. That is a verbal contract. You heard it on the podcast.
You heard it here first.
You edited that audio to make me sound like I said that.
We didn't edit anything.
He edited his audio to make it sound like he said that.
Okay.
Alright.
It was a Nokia Lumia 720 with Windows.
That's not a smartphone.
That's not an Android.
Okay, my first Android was a Google Nexus 5 it was an LG phone.
I heard the Nexus
5 was not that great.
The first Android phone, the Droid.
What'd you say?
That was not the first Android phone.
Sure it was.
No, it wasn't.
I thought you were saying what was our first Android phone, not what was the first Android phone.
My first Android phone was the Droid.
It's technically the first smartphone was like a BlackBerry, I think.
That's true.
No, but Joe, you said you had the first Android phone.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
All right, rewind.
No, the first Android phone was the HTC Dream.
I guess that is what I said.
I'm not going to do that gag anymore, Joe. It's too time consuming.
It's fine. Okay. Just don't. Well, I assume that you weren't going to play it. Just cue the Jeopardy music. No, I'm just kidding. Don't. But, Ohan.
So here's the question. Why would anyone own an iPhone?
So, actually, I asked somebody this recently. I heard AirDrop is amazing, which I saw it firsthand, and I kind of wish Android had it. So,
what's different about it compared to a Google Drive link?
So instead of using cloud storage, I mean, you can share links in cloud storage, but what AirDrop does differently is it searches the proximity for users instead of having to search someone's address, and you just click on their name and send it instantly.
Yeah, but it's not that inconvenient to just ask someone for their email. It's
more of a quality of life, yeah.
Okay.
You know, but it is kind of nice to just check proximity. Like, literally, click the app, click the name, send.
For me, I don't even consider it comparable to Google Drive. Like, that's not really what it's a substitution for. It's just, you swipe up from the bottom, AirDrop, choose the thing, choose the person. You don't have to upload something and find the person and wait for it to upload.
Yes, you do. You do have to.
Lily thinks iPhones are better than Android phones.
You have to upload it.
It's so easy. It's so much better.
Yeah, it's for people who don't know anything about technology.
Joe, you realize that the file is still uploading either way. Like, it doesn't magically transfer over.
It does not, but it's Bluetooth, so it's very quick. It's usually just a picture, so you're not waiting. You don't really wait for it to upload either way. But you don't have to open.
Oh, so you're saving
apps.
Like a precious 0.5 seconds is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's not it's not much. It's not that's not what it's about. It's not about the wait time.
Okay.
It's about having to find the person, and you have to upload it physically by opening another app, and you have to get them to download it with your link, and you have to text it to them, the link. You don't have to do any of that, Lars.
This is such a first world thing to have, though. It's not that much of a problem.
You don't have to do any of that with Apple CarPlay or whatever we're talking about.
CarPlay?
Whatever.
Look, tech industry needs competition, so yeah. Two sides exist. Actually, five sides exist, but that's above the point.
Yeah, that was getting
I will never buy a MacBook. I will never buy an iMac because it's dumb. It's for industry use, not for home use, and people like to just spend their money for the product.
Well, I'd even argue that industry use is you could totally do it with Windows at this point.
So yeah, because here's the thing. NVMe drives can go up to 15 gigs a second. USB-C, USB 3 is insanely fast. Windows caught up to Apple. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. You can't really say Apple's better for rendering, Apple's better for editing. It doesn't matter anymore. You can get an amazing computer that can do the same for less.
By the way, Ohan, are you trying to get rid of a fridge?
What kind of fridge? The only thing I have extra that I can sell you or is a mini fridge.
Well, you better go catch it.
The mini fridge is I think it's 3.5 feet tall.
Three and a half.
Yeah, about 3.5, 4 feet tall. I think. I mean, you can come check it out if you want. If you don't want it, whatever.
How much would you want for it?
Like 40 bucks.
The only thing is that, so me and my brother are moving into an apartment. The only thing that is that
we're making it official.
A mini fridge uses about the same amount of electricity as a regular fridge, so we would have to get a regular fridge anyway. So then we would just have this one to get rid of, and like I don't want it, take it off your hands. We're just gonna get rid of it. Like, it wouldn't be big enough.
All right,
but I appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's up to you. I think it's like a $200 fridge, yeah. and it's barely been used.
This is bartering between friends. Like, that's not interesting for the other people.
I don't know.
Blame Joe for this. He's the one asking me these questions.
I don't know. You have any microwaves you're trying to get rid of?
Shut up.
Please.
Are you actually moving out?
Yeah. Tomorrow.
Where?
Orange.
Wow, that's far.
It's not that far.
You're going from like 3 blocks away from me to like 12 miles.
10 miles.
You guys didn't hang out.
10, 12 miles.
We hang out a couple times.
Yeah, a couple times. We can still hang out a couple times.
Exactly. You're once every 6 months. You can still do it.
Hey, guys, I think I'm going to have a party on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
You guys want to come? Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I've never met Lars in person.
Oh,
okay.
This will be fun.
Okay, by the way, I think it's that time. Who are we going to drop?
By the way.
Who are we going to drop off the edge?
I feel Ohan, like I've contributed more than Ohan has.
What? No.
Why does one of us have to get dropped off the ledge, though?
Ohan was an exemplary episode of the podcast, or a guest of the...
Oh, then it would be me.
Yeah. You're going to die, Joe.
Well, I'll see you guys later.
No. We have to actually physically do this.
Wait, before you do this, I just have one last final thing to say.
Okay.
If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more and you want us to succeed, please go to patreon.com/T1podcast and join our $2 tier so you can listen to the episodes early and listen to bonus episodes.
So, Ohan, I think Joe has kind of a disease where whenever we need to plug our stuff, he loses all energy and he just starts talking like this. Do you want to go to our
guys, you guys want to go on Amazon, use our code and stuff and... get a discount.
All right. Let me do it one more time then.
Enthusiasm. Go.
If you liked what you saw. No.
That was good. You had energy. That was
great.
That sells.
If you liked what you saw and you want to see more, go to T1podcast.com and. That wasn't it though. If you liked what you saw and you want to see more, go to patreon.com/T1podcast and join our $2 tier. That way, you can get early listening beverages as well as early listening privileges. And also...
access to bonus episodes and a role in the Discord and a lot of other cool stuff.
Access to bonus episodes and a role on the Discord as well as a bunch of cool other features.
If you had sex with Filthy Frank, your baby here would sound like Gilbert Gottfried, I think.
Yeah, oh my god, you just reminded me of the Married with Children episode.
What?
They were stuck on a...
Gilbert Gottfried was on Married with Children.
Yeah, no, there was an episode where they were stuck on a life raft with Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He was making bad jokes, like bad... He was doing bad stand-up in the episode.
I feel like...
Also, if people wanted to wear the podcast, how could they do that?
Turtle Tees at team. I don't even know what website.
Turtle Tees?
Merch. Merch.T1podcast.com.
Merch.T1podcast.com.
That's right, Ohan.
Where they can wear our shirts.
Where they can wear our shirts.
Buy our cell phone accessories.
Your clothes. Your
and
books,
our skin.
Your motorcycles.
Our teeth.
Joe's teeth.
Our baby shoes from when we were babies.
Sweet.
Our baby teeth,
our hair, our throw up.
I can buy your bile.
Our underwear.
This is not appealing at all to people. We're trying to get people to buy the merch.
Look, I'm going with Joe here. I don't even going with the flow here.
Yeah.
Socks,
by the way,
you can buy my socks. You can wear my hands as gloves.
Shut up. Just enough, Joe. Enough.
All right.
If people, by the way, if this is your first episode of the first podcast, boy howdy, this has been. Very different from what we usually do.
And if you are tuning in, not for the first time,
Yeah.
And you're like, God, what the fuck happened? These guys are normally good. They're normally... Sorry. This is just what happens when we have Ohan on, and we know it. And
nah, this is all Joe's fault, I think, on this one. What do you say, Ohan?
Yeah, dude. Joe, yeah. You're freaking weird.
All right.
By the way, guys, did you realize that we've been in port this entire time?
What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess the fog lifted now, and we could...
No, it's nothing to do with the fog. We just didn't look around the cabin. Like, it's right there.
Oh, I assumed that we were... I guess when you know what they say about making an assumption.
I guess we've been ducked this entire time.
All right.
We'll be right back.
I wish I didn't have a penis.